It's the 30th of July. Apollo 15 landed on the moon on this day in 1971, famous for taking the first lunar rover.
Yeah, we're reading, bearing a 350 range 3.3. Okay, and we're on our tracks.
Roger.
And remember this? In 1997, the Thredbo ski resort was struck by tragedy with a massive landslide burying the Carinya Lodge.
The full story of survival against all the odds. Stuart Diver alive after a 60-hour ordeal.
A miracle has occurred and signs of life were detected.
To the birthday, singer-songwriter Paul Anka is 80. He wrote hits that became famous for Buddy Holly, Tom Jones and Frank Sinatra. On his own, he charted with this.
Put your head on my shoulder.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is 74. The Austrian-born professional bodybuilder became an action movie superstar before becoming the governor of California in 2003.
For the people to win, politics as usual must lose.
Singer Kate Bush is 63. Her hits include Running Up That Hill, Babushka and Wuthering Heights. Australian touring cars champ and commentator Neil Crompton is 61.
There's a bit of traffic about, which everybody expected, but I'm basically having a very pleasant Sunday morning drive.
Actor Lawrence Fishburne is 60. He was Morpheus in the Matrix movies.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us.
Friends star Lisa Kudrow is 58. One of rugby league's all-time greatest, Alan Langer, is 55. The Brisbane Broncos' number 7 captained the club to 4 premierships and starred for Queensland in 34 games.
The little man has gone in and Lewis has gone there.
Academy Award-winning actress Hilary Swank turns 47.
I'm just a girl from a trailer park who had a dream.
And remember Joy from My Name is Earl? She's done a bit more than that, but Jamie Presley turns 44.
Naming a cactus. That's the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard of in all my life.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the birth of Henry Ford, the founder of the Ford Motor Company and the developer of mass production. Born in 1863, was 83 when he died in 1947.
Yes, indeed. If a young man makes up his mind to work, there's no limit to what he can do.
Remembering Henry Ford on July 30.